worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It is springtime!
Oh, yeah.
In winter, Germany.
No. That is not what I was going for. Admittedly, I could have said this like last episode because that was one was in March too. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. Well, I'm saying that because today in the greater Northeast was like 60 something degrees.
It was
felt
warm.
Amazing outside.
Yeah, tomorrow's 70.
Is it me or does it feel like this winter was an eternity? It felt like a really long winter, didn't it? Probably between all the snow, the COVID, and nothing happening. Like, it just felt like really, really long. But I don't know. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and unfortunately, it's blocked by a freak accident. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Crisco, Lazy E here.
I am never going to get the COVID shot. I realized it.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll get to that. Unfortunately, then the thing that we're going to talk about to open up the show will never apply to you, my friend. Kara is here.
Yep, slushy in hand.
Oh, she got the slushy. That's good.
I don't know what. There's nothing else about my character about today.
We spent the last 30 minutes talking about how Kara has somehow managed to find a way to not count the calories for her alcoholic beverages.
Right.
So, she has gamed the system to give her the option to continue her alcoholism, which I fully support, by the way, and endorse.
Thanks. I sound 100%. Like such a role model.
Little girls everywhere are looking up to you and tipping back their glasses.
So impressive. I feel really good about myself now. Thanks.
And Mickey is here looking like a hobo.
Again.
You're like a level 20 hobo.
You're wearing a sweater on top of a sweater with a shirt underneath and a sweater hat. And it's 60 degrees outside.
I did not know how warm it was going to be today. Thank you very much.
She's just a mountain of fleece. That's all that she is right now.
This is all wool.
Whoa.
It's even better. Yeah, there you go.
I just picture her on the side of like a street playing in a guitar with like a hat in front of her.
Do you have mittens too?
I don't.
Man, that completes the whole look when you have the mittens.
Nope, no mittens.
Mm. Yeah. Because we were also watching an old music video from one of Mickey's past bands that Kara had never seen.
Yep.
And Kara made the remark, wow, you look good with the hair and the makeup. And like, well, yeah, she rolls in here looking homeless most of the time.
She doesn't look bad now, but I mean, like, the hair and the makeup, I'm like, whoa, look at this.
It's like,
let's just note that most shows I looked like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most shows I did. The only reason that show looked like that was because we knew we were being filmed.
Oh.
And I got yelled at for the way that I dressed.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Because there is a persona that you have to have when you're in a band.
And obviously, like anything, Mickey didn't care about it.
Right.
You know? They had to, when they were ready to take the stage, they'd have to go over to the garbage can and tip it upside down to shake her loose.
Aw.
And they're like Oscar the Grouch.
Well, that was her wardrobe area. What can we get out of here today?
Yeah, and we got to do the same thing now before the podcast starts.
Yeah.
Yep. But welcome to the show. AfreakAccident.com is our website, and our email is freaks@AfreakAccident.com. And we offer that email to you because we would love to hear from you.
Damn.
So reach out. Let us know if you've got the vaccine, and then point and laugh at Lazy E for not being able to get it for whatever reason.
I swear I've tried every place that I could think of and completely booked.
You made the remark on Facebook the other day that I thought was pretty amusing, actually.
Oh, yeah, that it's easy. It's probably as hard to get a vaccine as it is to get a PS5.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a PS5.
I told him, maybe when it comes to the vaccine, don't get it from some weirdo in the Wegmans parking lot.
Honestly, at this point, I might.
I mean, the thing is, though, we're still kind of in, like, a shortage of supply. Like, I know, Like, it's still only March 10th at the time of this recording. This episode's coming out on the 11th. Pfizer and Moderna are scaling up their production. By the end of the month, they're supposed to deliver, like, between 10 and 20 million more doses, I think. And Johnson & Johnson only just got approved. So that's still rolling out. But I it was said that, what was it, by
May.
April, end of April, beginning of May, anybody who wants one should be able to get one.
Oh,
but
okay.
I will point out, I've seen a lot of people that I know posting pictures and stuff of friends, relatives, themselves getting the shots. So obviously it's becoming more expansive. You just got to hang in there. You'll get it.
What about that one shot one that...
That's Johnson & Johnson.
That's the one that... okay, that was that one.
Yeah. Right. And there's allegedly Novavax is another one that's going to have another vaccine coming out here. Like probably, I think they said by like July, that one will be available. I mean, by that point, though, like, everybody who wants a vaccine should have been able to get one. You know?
Except for Lizzie.
Yeah, except.
Yeah.
I'll just die.
You'll be on the back burner.
You were well, I saw somebody was giving you advice. They were like, just put fat down, and then you'll be able to get one ahead of anybody
that.
Else. It didn't work?
No.
Make up another disease, then.
Make up another disease?
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid?
Can't you use your brain stint as like a reason to get it?
You should be able to because golfer's getting one. He has rheumatoid arthritis. And because of the way that that attacks your immune system, they like signed him up right away to get
it's
one.
It's not a brain disease.
But it's like, but
him
it's
having
like
a door in his brain isn't going to make him more susceptible
to really,
COVID.
It really won't let you?
No.
That seems weird.
Yeah, it's not something that's life-threatening.
Well, I mean, it definitely is,
well,
but
I mean,
it's not life-threatening in the way that, like
related to if you got COVID,
it
would do something.
Yeah, like, COVID is not going to make his brain leak any faster or slower than it currently is.
Whereas rheumatoid arthritis, because of the way it attacks your cells,
I love how fast you can say that. I couldn't say it that fast. Rheumatoid arthritis.
Your immune system can like actually be compromised, which would, that makes sense.
Yeah,
then.
Considering that a lot of the biological response to COVID seems to be your lungs fill with fluid, that for someone who has rheumatoid arthritis, that's probably going to be a problem.
All right. I guess I'll let that go.
Plus, like, aches and pains are a major symptom, too. So, you know, if you're arthritic, then you're going to be in pain city.
Yes. So, I guess...
But,
you can't use that then.
I read a thing the other day.
Butts are for pooping.
90% of global deaths happened in countries with obesity problems. So fat should definitely put you at the front of the line.
I know. I've tried.
But you're not really that fat.
It's obese.
You're not obese.
I did. I did the BMI calculator.
That's bunch of... That's a witch doctor's science.
That
that's
can't
not
be
real.
Right.
You witch doctor you.
You don't... You're not obese. You're not obese.
They
don't
check. It doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I say no, but
listen.
I'm one of the doctors telling you can't get your shot because
obese. I'll eat all these cookies in front of me just to prove make myself obese.
I almost feel like he should do that.
Like, we want to video it.
I'm either going to get diabetes or I'm going to be obese. Either way, I'm getting that damn shot.
Here we go. But this is Operation Get Lazy E is COVID shot.
I like this plan. This is a fine plan.
Listen, I win either way. I get cookies.
You know what, though? That BMI thing, it says that I'm overweight.
Yeah.
It's like, I am. Like,
what?
I'm trying to lose
God.
Weight, like, with my gut here. But, like, looking at me, I'm overweight
I'm
according to BMI.
Mine.
BMI, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it accounts for certain things, like, I don't know. Muscle. I don't know if it counts muscle because it just takes like
it's
takes
just height
your,
and weight
I think
basically
it's
right
height, yeah your height yeah. How tall you are and based on that how much you should weigh if you are a male or a female.
That's true. It does not. And muscle weighs more than fat supposedly, so
right,
I must have a lot of muscle under
that's what it is.
Thin, this very thin layer of superficial fat. It's all muscle.
Yeah, you're just like
that's what it is.
She's like Gorilla Monsoon underneath.
I weigh as much as Brock Lesnar, does it matter? I have the same dynamics.
Right, yeah.
Mickey's like, what?
Just not as tall.
What do you think about that, Mickey?
Nope.
Are you as fast as Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about like when it comes to passing gas or whatever. I mean like actually running speed.
We never measured it, so
that's true. You know what? And to be fair, I have never seen him and Brock Lesnar in a room together.
So
he might be Brock Lesnar for all we know.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? He puts on a pair of he dyes his hair blonde, and then gets kicked in the groin to take his voice up a couple octaves, and he is Brock Lesnar.
Well,
Do we still have that drop in there somewhere?
Give me a few. Talk a little
bit. I want to see if he has the Brock Lesnar scream still held in the iPads. It has to be in there somewhere. But I was going to start off the show by giving the best news, which is the CDC finally released guidelines for people who've gotten vaccinated.
Like, wear two masks.
Things they can do. Yeah, no. The guideline.
Quarantine. Kidding. Sorry. Go
this
ahead.
This is the funniest. Honestly, it's insulting our intelligence at this point, I think.
Excellent.
Because the guideline basically just says, if you're vaccinated, you can gather in your home in small groups with other vaccinated people and not wear masks.
That was great timing. That was fantastic.
That's Brock Lesnar.
No, but you know what? that gave me so much hope hearing that, knowing that, you know, there is an end to the mask thing.
Well, yeah, sure. That was the whole point from the beginning. That was why, you know, that's why I never understood, like, the people who were, like, coming up with these conspiracy theories that, like, oh, we were going to be forced to wear the masks, like, forever. That was never going to be a thing. No reasonable person ever thought that that was going to be. But, you know, that's why we were moving toward a vaccine, was so that we could take this crap off eventually.
Mm-hmm.
That was always the end goal. Mm-hmm.
But just to hear it.
Yeah.
It feels good.
I mean, I guess, but it's
also like they gave you the absolute bare minimum of leeway once you get the vaccine. Like, it has to be other people who are vaccinated. It has to be at your house, and it still has to be in small groups. Like, you can't be going out into public areas not wearing a mask.
Right.
Where, like, they release this guideline, and I'm like, freaking A, man. Like, I've been doing that for months now.
So you're finally allowed to do the stuff you've been doing. We actually posted something on the Bowling LA website about it, because people were like, well, I don't have to wear a mask now. I got vaccinated. I'm like,
it's not the way that works.
We read the guidance. It says in your home, not in a business. Just give it a little more time. The end is in sight. Please,
is stupid because, you know, again, case in point, this podcast, you know, I've been meeting with people in small groups in homes without masks for probably like at least 6 months at this point, longer than that even.
When did
we start getting back together to record? It was like last June.
Yeah, it was like when things that opened back up.
Okay, so you're talking like,
right?
Yeah, so that's what, 9 months then about?
Oh my gosh, really?
Yep. Probably close to it, right? March, April, May,
it's been
June.
That long since we did the phone ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aw, that was kind of fun, though.
The good old days.
No, it was not.
I got to park in a different parking lot every single night.
Yeah, I was super excited.
And had to hold in my pee till I got home. It was really, really great.
Yeah.
She got a UTI because of this.
It was awesome,
podcast.
Guys.
Oh, look what you've done,
I missed
COVID.
It so much.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like, you know, yeah, I mean, I've been doing that for a long time, even before I got vaccinated. Yeah. So, like, that's, so nothing changes for me.
No.
You know, but that thing, that was like the whole thing is like, oh, you can gather in small groups, like less than 10 people or whatever. And it was like,
thanks.
I don't know. I will tell you, though, that since I've gotten the vaccine, I've gradually started caring a lot less about a lot of things.
Shocker.
Yeah. It's like, well, I mean, but that's the whole point.
Right.
The whole point is you're supposed to be getting back to normal.
And went, like, back to not washing your hands ever.
No. I still wash my hands.
No.
I still hand sanitize when I touch.
Picking
like,
your nose, touching your eyes.
Well, that I definitely
yeah,
do.
Yeah, for
do.
Sure.
Yeah.
I pick my nose and then touch my
yeah,
eyes.
That's the best way.
But I will tell you, though,
get
like,
boogies in there.
I'm not.
Eye boogers come from.
Yeah.
I will say, like, I'm not, like, as concerned about people not keeping social distance from me now. I'm like, whatever. You're within 60. Like, I don't care anymore. I mean, I'm not worried about that. I'm not necessarily worried about, like, you know, when I go to the gym, like, I don't wear my mask. You know, I was wearing a mask for a while there. I don't anymore. But then again, there, like, I am able to, you know, not be near people. You know, like, I'm not standing right next to someone for 15 minutes at a time while I'm at the gym. That'd be weird. But,
That would be weird. There are people at the gyms that do that.
Yeah, who just stand, like, right next to you. It's like, get the F away from me. Like, you know, that's before, during, and after COVID. Yeah. You don't need to be that close. You could step back.
That's a forever thing.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not, there are a lot of things I haven't been, you know, quite as concerned about, you know. But that's the thing. Like, that should be the idea for everybody. It's like, you know, hey, you know what? Once you get vaccinated, yeah, you can relax. Like, that's kind of... That should be the ultimate the
someday,
ultimate goal.
E, you'll feel that confidence, too.
No, I won't. It's never going to happen.
I mean, at this point, if you haven't got COVID, you're probably not going to.
Oh, no.
Maybe
you
I
just
did.
Jinxed him.
Why yeah, would you say that?
Now I'm going to get COVID. Great.
And then so are we, but what not do you because you have the vaccine.
But I mean, like, my point being, what do you do?
Oh, he can still get it.
Oh, that's true. It'll be less intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, you work from home. You don't leave your house for anything except for going to the grocery store where
that's
you wear
where
a
I'm
mask.
Get it.
You're not going
to... I'm going to get it from the grocery store.
Someone's going to come up to you and come right in your face and be like, can you tell me about these peas?
What?
I had that happen to me in the beginning of COVID. I was at a grocery store and an older person came up to me and she was like, can you tell me where I can get frozen peas? And I'm like, well, I'm also a customer. But she touched me. Like, came close with a mask on, but, like, came close, touched my shoulder, and, like, leaned in to ask me. I'm like, I cannot tell you. I guess the frozen food section. And at the time, it was, like, a nervous time because it was in the beginning of everything. So it already happened, so it's going to happen to you now. I'm sorry. I passed it on to you.
You're going to find that old person and be like, ask him. He knows where all the peas are.
See, now, for me, like I said, I'm my encouragement, though, here in this segment, for everybody who out there listening who is vaccinated, just do whatever you want. That's my encouragement. Pirate land. You have ascended to the next level. What is that?
I don't know.
The show is farting.
Wait.
Do you know what a pirate's favorite letter is?
R.
No. You'd think, but it'd be the sea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, his first love be the sea.
A joke my dad would tell me.
It's a fine joke.
It is.
It's a great joke.
Well done.
All right. Now, on the show today, now that you've got your vaccine guidance from a freak accident, you know, the true medical professional.
It came out well, too.
Burger King posted a tweet on International Women's Day.
Yeah, they did.
Does a guy have a right to ask you for this after only 3 dates? We'll find out that. Do bookstores make you want to poop?
What?
This is a serious thing.
Wait.
Books? It can't be that serious. It's on this podcast. And these are America's happiest cities to live in. All that and more on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flavored Whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done.
Ding, fries it done.
It's impressive that you know all of that.
That was originally before the Peter Griffin remix was one of the first like viral emails on the internet. Mm-hmm. I think it was this. It was a GIF, I think, of a guy at a Burger King counter, and all that moved was his mouth, and that was the song that played. Is the guy going? Yeah,
yeah.
It was very amusing. The early days of the internet were weird. As opposed to the latter days of the internet.
They're not weird now at all.
Well, case in point, what we're talking about here, this tweet from Burger King. Now, when I saw this, somebody shared it on Twitter, and I was like, that's a great, great Photoshop job. You know, you posted it, and I was like, oh, it's real. And then I thought, did Lazy E hack into the Burger King Twitter account? Because it did sound like one of your gags.
I laughed so hard when I saw this and the reasoning behind it. I was blue in the face.
So specifically, this was Burger King UK. Oh. I don't know if that's different somehow.
For sure.
Than Burger King America.
It's the same company.
Well, it's like Pulp Fiction. They explain it.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
They offer different things.
Oh, well, yeah. They well, that's the thing. They do that. Like, McDonald's, yeah, I know, has completely different... Like, McDonald's, for instance, has completely different menu items in Japan, but Japan right. is weird. Japan also has, like, 52 flavors of Kit Kats or something like that.
They do.
Yeah, they're obsessed with Kit Kats.
Yeah, we talked
there.
About that in an episode.
You know how long it would take me to eat those Kit Kats?
I want a wasabi...
5 seconds for me.
No, be the outsides, the insides, God. Layer by layer.
I want a wasabi Kit Kat. I want to try that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this is what happened. Burger King UK took to Twitter... On International Women's Day. Women's Day.
Yeah, not one.
There's not just, it's
not just one woman.
It's one woman who is international. No, it's International Women's Day. And this was, what, yesterday? Or no, it was earlier this week. I can't remember exactly what day it was. It doesn't matter.
Hard stance.
No, neither do I.
But they decided to celebrate the day by tweeting the following. This was the tweet. This was it and nothing else.
The real
else.
Deal.
This was the real tweet.
All right.
Women belong in the kitchen.
No.
Whoops.
Oh, how stupid are they?
That's the whole thing?
That was the tweet.
Now, to the...
Look at her face.
Their defense, they meant that women belong with men as chefs in a kitchen. Like, in that sense.
They did go on to explain. They followed up with other tweets saying, quote, if they want to, of course.
Oh, right. Well, yeah.
Yet, only 20% of chefs are women. We're on a mission to change the gender ratio.
They shouldn't have sent that one tweet, though.
They talked about a scholarship program for female employees that they were implementing.
They did have more characters, though. They definitely could have started to clarify that in the first one.
That ain't, what is it now, 240?
They could have fit a lot more in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely don't belong in the kitchen. So I can promise you that. I don't. You don't want me cooking. Forget it. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, I'm in the same boat. I will burn down the house.
You don't want it happening.
You own a restaurant.
That's different. I'm not allowed to cook at home.
Right.
What?
No. Yeah, I cook at work, too. It's different.
So you just serve horrible food to your patrons instead of murderer.
No, the food's great at the kitchen because I have to pay attention. When I'm at home, I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
What?
This does not compute.
A deep fryer, a flat iron grill.
Oh, we didn't have a deep fryer. Oh. We baked.
Okay, and we have a pizza oven. Well, that
you smoking marijuana while you're on the job seems like it has nothing to do with anything.
What?
She said we baked.
Oh. Yeah.
Just keep up, Mickey. Right?
I can't.
It's because of all the marijuana.
She's smoking too much.
Yeah, she's high AF. She can't pay attention
to that.
Hat. Yeah.
No one who wasn't high would wear that.
Honestly.
Just get in the kitchen and shut up.
I mean, I'll go sit in the kitchen and wait for my food to be cooked by golfer. That's totally fine.
Burger
yep,
King
me in there.
So. Yeah.
I belong in the kitchen waiting for the dinner.
You'll like this, though. Mr. Snow and Murderer have conversations via text message all the time.
Yeah.
So Snow asked him what he did for National Women's Day, and Murderer said that he went in the kitchen and made me a sandwich. Mm-hmm.
For a change.
Yeah. No, because that's what he does every day.
I see.
So, nice job, Burger King.
Yeah.
Nice women job, BK UK.
Yeah. It got hammered all day. All day long.
I mean, you don't stand a chance. And here's the thing, though. They probably meant it as like a tease to draw attention to further tweets.
Yeah,
but way the world is right now.
Not necessarily, yeah. Well, that's one of the top comments was, please don't use sexism as clickbait. I mean, yeah, I can understand that.
It was probably in poor taste, yes. I would say so.
I mean, like I said, I think you might be able to get away with it if you also included that other stuff in the original tweet.
Yeah,
right.
Well, no, that would be
or
fine.
Like, like a tease that something's to follow. There's more to come. Right.
You could say, you know, you started off by saying, hey, did you know that of all chefs, only 20% are women? This is a field where there is inequality and everything else. We're looking to change that because, you know what? Women do belong in the kitchen.
Right.
Like, that comes off as a little bit better than, like, just women belong in the kitchen.
And here's the thing, though. I get that. I also get, from a marketing standpoint, I know it's sexism and you're not supposed to use it for clickbait, but it does make people interested in that post.
Well, I mean, think about it. We're talking
angry
about
interested.
I mean, is the old thing, right? There's no such thing as bad publicity. I mean, we are talking about Burger King right now. But then again, it's kind of like, does Burger King need publicity? Like, everybody knows about Burger King.
Yeah, they're not hurting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
I'm not trying to defend Burger King, but like that tweet doesn't really bother me personally, but I could see why it would bother a lot of people. Should it bother me personally?
It'd be like, you know, if a local gym had a marketing program that was like, don't hit women, hit the gym. You know, that would be like something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or it's like that would be let's see if this publicity, bad or good, helps them in some way.
What if it was like something like women belong in the, I don't know, what's another room that they can belong in besides the kitchen?
Anyone they want, really. Yeah. I mean, you know.
That would not be offensive.
In the bedroom making babies.
What if they said that?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Oh, but there's no, like, coming back from that one, though. Women belong in the bedroom. There's no, like, good explanation to that.
I'm trying to think of other bad ones that
could
come
like,
out
could
for
be
other
an
companies.
Example that could come out differently.
Like,
right.
like at a gym, like he was saying.
Like, yeah.
Women are dumbbells that they lift.
No.
Yeah, I get. Yeah,
Mickey, come up with something sexist for the skate park. Go.
Oh, I have no idea. That stuff doesn't even enter my brain.
Yeah, right. Well, that's because you're stoned all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Put down the reefer.
So they ended up issuing an apology. They deleted the original tweet, which was up for a long time.
Way too long.
Long enough for like the people to come around, like those extreme anti-cancel culture people who come out like, you know, I don't even see what the problem is with this tweet. It's like, yeah, okay, we don't need you involved in this conversation either.
Yeah, it's not worth arguing over that much.
But this was their response. They said, we hear you. We got our initial tweet wrong, and we're sorry. Our aim was to draw attention to the fact that only 20% of professional chefs in UK kitchens are women, and to help change that by awarding culinary scholarships. We will do better next time. We decided to delete the original tweet after our apology. It was brought to our attention that there were abusive comments in the thread, and we don't want to leave the space open for that, which, okay.
No, that was right. I mean, it is right, because that women in the kitchen thing has been a stereotype for a long time, so I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
How about one for the skate park?
Oh, no. He's been thinking about this whole time. No.
He wasn't even listening to a word I said.
He was nodding at me like I was when I was talking, but he didn't know what I was saying.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I see your lips moving, but nothing's coming out. No, it would be women are doing tricks in the bike park.
Oh, turning tricks at the bike park. There you go. Yeah. Turning tricks on the half pipe.
That's the new advertising campaign from you.
Nope.
Although turning tricks on the half pipe might have something to do with Mickey's rampant drug use, as we've now come to understand. So, you know, can't
hit
be mentioning.
Hit the pipe or the half pipe.
The half pipe. There you go. And it's Mickey smoking weed and riding a skateboard. Yeah.
then in the next tweet says, we were serious. We do drugs.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
I like how this is about International Women's Day, and like all they're doing is picking on you.
Yeah, well,
how often do we pick on her though? It's all the time.
Oh, I was gonna
say like the primary target
the
of our jokes.
Yeah, it's equal opportunity.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, it's fair.
It's not that equal. Mickey takes the brunt of the jokes on this show.
Yeah, well, we said we're EEO. It's an opportunity. She has opportunities to make fun of us.
If anything, we are women supremacists because we are supremely dunking on her all the time.
Please tweet that.
Yeah. Issue your apology tweet right afterwards.
Yeah.
I think that's a fine joke.
No.
I don't know. I'm looking at Mickey's face and I'm thinking otherwise. I don't know.
Mickey, you are a supreme target of ridicule, so therefore.
And I'm fine with it.
Wow.
Well,
she doesn't mind. It's okay.
We bullied her enough. Good.
We bullied her into complete submission.
Remember what we said in the other podcast? You show dominance. You assert your dominance so they understand.
Well, yeah, I do. You guys are just terrified of me if I make a face at you, so we're all good.
That's true.
You're right.
I'm not terrified of your faces.
Yes, you are.
I'm terrified.
I am not.
I am.
Yeah, that's because she doesn't beat you like she beats me. Like, I've just gotten used to it by now.
Well, that's why
Stockholm Syndrome.
It scares me because she beats you, but she might kill me.
I guess that's true.
It's possible.
I don't like that look.
She didn't even say, like, no, guys. She's like, it's possible.
Yeah.
You have a tree in the backyard I can bury him under. All is good.
I thought you were going to say you were going to hang him in. And I was like, oh.
No.
Wow, that was next level.
Why don't you guys eat some cookies and let's move on to the next.
Yeah, we're going to end up saying something really terrible that you know we won't be able to take
here,
back.
Here, we'll
it'll be on the internet. Whatever, yeah.
Does but guy, anyway, Burger King.
Now, springboarding off of that conversation about International Women's Day, does a guy have the right to ask you this after only 3 dates?
Oh, God. You make me dinner.
Kara's eyes just did like a Looney Tunes bug out of her head when I said that.
Like Mr. Bean.
So we'll find out what the thing is and whether or not it's okay in the next segment.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
Mickey's high as a kite right now.
Schoolhouse Rocks?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I had so many other thoughts that had nothing to do with that.
I was on the long line to you.
Yeah. This is, I was going to say, this is advocating a menage a trois, isn't it?
You want to know what? It's too many eyes across the table. We need to start looking side to side here a little more and know what's happening. Yeah. I'm starting to think like Crisco.
See that? How dangerous. Maybe you'll actually learn to start eating donuts properly if you start thinking more like me, though. So
can we not jump to this subject and just explain to the listener how she eats a donut?
Yeah, so off mic, Kara explained that apparently she only eats ringed iced donuts.
Iced ringed donuts.
So the donuts that are a ring with the hole missing in the middle.
And they have icing on the top.
And she pulls the top off and then throws the bottom away.
It saves on calories. I still get the donut pleasure. And if I have to be really careful, I only eat the part that has sprinkles on it.
That's all of it on the top.
Sometimes not all of it. Sometimes they only like sprinkle like a part of it to be artistic, and I'll only eat that part. What? I'm sorry.
You're
what?
You're a donut waster.
Well, I'll leave it if somebody wants the rest of it, but nobody ever
what
does.
What else doesn't
I don't
she
know
eat right?
My...
Reese's Cups, she doesn't eat right. She doesn't eat Kit Kats right. There was other things,
I'm
too.
I'm sure there's more.
Because we had that whole conversation about, oh, yeah, how do you eat things weird or do you eat weird things? And we learned that Kara's a freak.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more things that I eat weird.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are because we keep discovering these things that are completely not normal or okay.
There's got to be at least one other person that only eats the top of an ice ring donut.
Email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Some one person.
We are not going to get an email about
one
that.
One person save me. One One person.
And don't make it up either, because I'll come find you and I will punish you for giving her support in this.
Make it up.
I eat apples, but I only eat the core.
I eat the stem, and then I take one bite out of the middle of the bottom, and I throw the rest out.
The middle of the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what, though? That does sound like...
I only eat the banana peel, because it saves on calories.
No, I eat a banana, but sideways. like a typewriter. Yeah.
That's not how I eat a banana. But I'll think of something else for you guys.
She said that in a way that I don't want to know what the answer is.
Nope. I hope you don't.
So this is the topic of this segment.
Yeah, that didn't sound like it was going to go somewhere.
Nope. I don't want to know. Is it okay for a guy to ask for this after only 3 dates?
How do you eat a banana?
Speaking of.
It's not what you think, though. This is a bold move. A woman named Alex Koboth. This is on Twitter, too. She's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just tweeted a screenshot of the texts a guy sent her when she ended things after 3 dates. Okay, so I'm assuming it was 3 dates and they probably didn't like hang out at all between or after or before them. I'm assuming
so
it was like
a true date.
Yeah. Okay. Like we went out somewhere, we either ate or saw a movie or went to... you know, a gallery or something, or went for a walk, whatever the case might be, right? So, quote, this is the quote from the guy. Hi, Alex. Hope you're doing well. Would you mind letting me know what your Venmo is?
What?
This so it's like PayPal.
This doesn't or, sound
good. No, I know what Venmo app, is. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But you're saying, oh, why are you asking?
Yes, yeah.
Well, luckily, this person explains. The reason I ask is since you and I won't be seeing each other anymore, it's only fair to ask for equal payment from you from the dates we went on.
No.
I believe it was 3 separate times we went out to bars and restaurants where I paid for both of us each time. I'd say $35 is more than fair for your food and drinks that I got you during those, and then it cuts off at the bottom. But
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I just watched a movie with... I don't know who was in it, but it was about like a guy that went on all these dates because he was supposed to go on.
It might not have even been a movie.
It was.
It might have been a book. You know what? Actually, it was a billboard that I saw on my way to work today.
I made it up in my head.
It's a movie, and it was about a guy who went on dates. He had gone on 1,000 dates with this dating app that he was a part of, and if he went on 1,000 dates and didn't find true love, he could sue the dating app for, like, false intentions. Like they said, if you go on 1,000 dates and you don't find true love, we owe you money. So he went on 1,000 dates with 1,000 girls, and he did breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and he would always take them out, and he would always pay for their dinners, and then he sued the app because he didn't get... You know, he didn't follow true love or whatever. Okay. So it reminds me of that because it's kind of like he went on all these dates and he paid for all these meals. Now, he never asked anybody for like money back or anything, but he went on these dates. He didn't have to technically pay for that food. So he could have asked for that money back, but he spent all that money. So he was asking to be like reimbursed by the dating app.
No, he was being reimbursed by the girl, but he's asking. No,
this guy's asking for the girl.
Yeah, this guy's asking.
But
the
I'm
girl.
Saying, like, it's like that movie I don't know. It makes me think of that. So he's asking this girl to pay for all the food and drinks that she had. So I'm assuming nothing moved forward.
I'm assuming he did the chivalrous thing, if you can call it that. You know, the tradition is that, you know, when a couple goes out, the guy picks up the
right
bill, you
sexism know? Again.
Well, sure, it is in a reverse way, you know. But I mean, it has a lot to do with again. It's, you got to think in the mindset of like the people traditionally.
Oh,
right?
Sure, where, absolutely.
You know, oh, it was the man's job to court the woman, you know.
Not offended like, by it. I'm right, just right. saying that this day and age, you usually discuss that.
Sure,
before
yeah. I mean,
you go on the date.
That makes sense, you know. Things having come where they are now, you know. But yeah, originally that was. It is a holdover from another time. Where
let's put it this way: when Murder and I went on our first date, I offered to pay for half of my food, and he was offended.
Yeah,
because well, in his mind, traditionally, he should pay.
Well, here's the thing, though, and that's. That's okay, too.
Sure.
You know what I mean? For a guy to want to insist on picking up the tab, mm-hmm. I think is perfectly fine. You know, mm-hmm. I would go so far as to say if as long as both parties are okay with it, the woman offering to pick up the tab is mm-hmm. also perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, but. Again, traditionally, that was the whole, oh, it's the guy's job to court the lady, and he does that through gestures because, like,
right.
it was symbolic of him being a provider, which is, oh, what every woman wants is somebody who's going to take care of me and that sort of thing, you know, which, like I said, is fine in a certain context. Mm. You know what I mean? Things don't need to adhere to those structures,
right.
but it's fine. Really, it's okay. But... You know, the problem here, in my mind anyway, is like this guy did that, I assume did that. Mm-hmm. Like he offered, hey, I'll pick up the tab.
Yeah.
And then like because she decided she wasn't interested in you, now you're trying to renege on your generosity. Like that
right.
to me seems kind of like a dirtbag move.
It's a big time dirtbag move.
Yeah.
It was a gift.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was a gift. Your mm-hmm. gift was dinner and drinks or whatever it may have been. You can't expect something in return. This is like guys that expect whoopee because they bought dinner and
sure.
a, and,
right. They,
you know,
they expect something back. Right. Well, that is the whole thing. Like, you know, if you're going by the traditional code, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, this is the risk that you run. You
yeah.
cut your losses if it doesn't work out and you move on with your life. But that's what. You know what I mean? If you're going to go through the trouble to bother to do that, you own it, man. That's how it works.
This sounds like she muddled through his little face mask of nonsense and dumped him.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's showing his true colors.
Right. Well, of course. And that really is the ultimate point here. You know, and that's the thing. Like, either whether she peeled back the mask or not, or she just decided,
he's fine,
but I'm not really interested in him or whatever. Like, you know what? That's her obligation and her right to come to that conclusion as well. She, like you're saying, Lazy E, she did not owe you either her body or her time in a relationship, yep, because you bothered to pay for three meals.
And
it's a
correct.
Fine, yeah, it's a fine gesture, but she doesn't owe you anything back.
Also, though, how do they meet and how this come together? Because going back to that movie, there are people that go on these dates with people
just to get a free meal.
Just to get a free meal. So they go in, they get their free meal because they know the guy's going to pay for it. They go back for another free meal.
Why do you think Lazy E had the tagline he had on his dating profile when he
just
was still doing it?
I'm not a piece of meat.
That's right, not a piece of meat.
Yeah, that was the headline on my dating profile.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I was not going to be treated like that.
But that, you know what I mean?
I have substance.
Very that's right. good. That's nice.
And it's true. It's delicious sautéed seasoned substance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not just any random piece of meat over here.
No, I'm like a ribeye. I got the fat, but I still taste good.
He's all marbled and everything. It's delicious.
Yeah.
He's got a bone in there.
Nope.
We just need to stop going down that wormhole.
No.
I don't know why. Nope. It's the mood of it's in the air.
So is there more to the story to explain?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't believe there is. I think that was
the tweet is going viral.
Yeah. So, but again, the tweet's going viral. So, I mean, it was just the question was, is this sort of behavior okay? And I don't think that.
Nah,
it is.
I don't think so either.
You know, like I said, that's like, I mean, admittedly, you know, it is kind of, you know, you have to then ask, like, you know, well, what about, like, in a relationship that's gone on for maybe a couple of years and it ends, and then, you know, one person or another saying, well, give me back this or give me back that I got for you. It's like, is that okay to ask? I've never thought that it is because, again, it's like that's what
but
you
do. But it happens.
Like, oh, sure, it does.
Relationship,
I don't think it's okay,
the
but
only
it, it,
thing
it does happen.
I asked back from my ex-fiance was the ring.
Yeah.
And I got it back when she threw it in my face.
I suppose that...
No joke.
Yeah.
but...
Because that... Technically, isn't that like a contractual promise?
Yeah,
right?
Now, she didn't have to give it back. She did.
Right.
But I would argue, yeah, to Kara's point, that seems like, hey, I gave you this...
In exchange for us having a life together.
Yeah, with the knowledge that, like, you know, we were going to spend the rest of our lives together.
It's
and
a
now
gift
that
with
we're
a
not,
condition.
Right, yeah. You know, so it's like, that's like, but that's like the one thing, you know,
yeah,
where
like
I
you
get.
Ask for, like, all the dinner money back
no.
from all the time you were together.
No, believe me, she stole from me afterwards, so I didn't get any money back. I lost money on that relationship. Big time.
That was a bad business investment.
Yeah, we could do a whole segment on that relationship.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, there's things you still don't know. Mm-mm. You'll find out.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a deep dive.
Yep.
That is a deep, deep dive.
Yeah, there's a reason every time it comes up, he only thinks about it with, you know, jaded aggression.
Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah,
there's hatred.
Understandably so.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not, I can't imagine how anyone would justify this as being okay.
Well, no, because dating is gambling.
Yeah.
Would you go to the casino and you lost all your money and go, can I have my money back? No.
Yeah. I didn't know I was going to lose coming in here. Well, okay, yes, you kind of did. But also, like, again, you know, even odds.
Yeah.
You know, how many relationships are you in versus, like, how many people do you end up with forever? You know, it's like you go through however many relationships. For some people, it's more. For some, it's less. You know, let's say, what's the average of, like, long-term relationships that a person has? I'm sure that data point's out there somewhere.
You
know?
Or something like
for me, it was, like, freaking zero. You know what I mean? Like, but other people go through multiple long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. It's like, but there's only one that, like, you end up sticking it out with for the long haul. And it's like, but that's, again, odds are you have to assume when you're going out, This is probably going to land in the greater number category, which is X relationships versus the one that I end up with. So you have to assume every relationship you're going in is going to be a loss. Mm. You have to assume that.
Yeah. It's
such a positive outlook.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, when you find the right person, it'll have been worth it. But, you know, but again, like, you can't assume, like, you know, I'm going to somehow make it out of this with my finances completely intact to the where they were when I went in or better off on the other side. That's just foolish.
Plan
to
go splitsies from the beginning and be done with it.
Right. Yeah. If you plan on going on these dates to only pay for your own meal.
Split it up front.
Right.
Just do it.
Right.
Be done. But then as it gets more serious, you want to start covering it. That's different. But if you're like not sure, sure. That, to the point that you're going to ask somebody for money back later on, don't invest in it early on. That's dumb.
Yeah. Just,
why would you do
just
that?
Don't do it up front. Yeah. You know? But that's, again, back to the original point. If you're going to be this kind of person that offers to pick up the tab,
be that person.
Own it.
Yeah.
Right.
Own it. You know what I mean? Just own that.
It's going
to
suck sometimes.
Yeah. You know, it won't always work out. You're probably not that interesting of a person just based on your reaction to this situation. You're probably going to have this happen to you plenty of times.
None of us agree with you guys.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. just go ahead and get used to it and just, you know, I don't know, ask your boss for a raise to help offset some of these horrible relationship investments.
I really thought he was going with something else.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine where you might be going in your head, but my thoughts were perfectly pure on this.
All three of us.
Y'all are.
And I'm
you just
sure
cut
the
off
listeners.
The word too soon,
y'all
man.
Are perverts. Perverts, the lot of you. I'm going to sit over here with my chaste soul and allow you all to just sit
Who's
in your mind.
Chasing it.
Oh my God!
Poor soul. You are lazy. You are.
That's true. That's true. He is always chasing my heart. So, do bookstores make you want to poop? Let's get the answer to this, and also get the answer to why this is a question even in the first place on a freak accident.
Follow a freak accident on Twitter at a freak accident. Ah, crap! I forgot to say Simon Says.
Help, sweetie?
I can do it by myself. When you need to pee pee, when you need to pee pee, go to the bathroom. Go, go, go. The potty pee pee. Pee.
Yeah, but the story's about pooping, though.
No, no way. I think we're getting
the next verse poop.
Hang on. She's doing it by herself.
Oh, good.
Let's do it.
No, it's just peeing.
You see, this is the poo-poo song.
I was lying.
Oh,
too.
Here.
Oh.
When you need to poo-poo,
there
go
you go.
To the bathroom. Go, go, go.
Drop that deuce down. Get it up. Poo down. Da, 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 da. You don't need to be in a bakery to drop a big fat loaf. We're just back out of this. The question is, does walking into a bookstore... Now, does anybody here read?
No. I have no idea how to.
You're illiterate?
Yes. Oh,
we finally figured Mickey out. She just can't read. That's the problem.
I've read books before, but to say I'm an avid reader is not something
so you don't, at all. You're not the kind of person to go to a bookstore and like browse the shelves.
I've looked around like when there's like a pro wrestler that's written a biography or something like that. I'll go check it out.
Yeah, but I don't think that counts. Like, you know, with the because I'm the kind of person, I go to the bookstore like regularly, like once a month. I'll go up there and I'll just browse. Like, I may not necessarily buy anything, but like I'll always look and see if anything catches my eye. Mm-hmm. You're the same.
I love bookstores.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Shockingly.
And Mickey can't read. So the question is, Kara.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Maybe this does because you have been in bookstores.
Yes.
Does walking into a bookstore make you want to take a poop?
Just walking into the store? I mean, if it's not like a time that I naturally, maybe my body was ready to take a poop, no.
Well, so this article says, it's from brobible.com. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Does walking into a bookstore suddenly give you the urge to drop a bomb in their bathroom?
Should it?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know. Mickey, anything?
Oh, the only thought that I have here is how many people used to read on the toilet. Because you always have the book by the toilet, so maybe.
It reminds me of that Seinfeld episode, right? Was it Seinfeld where George took the book into the bathroom and, you know, did that and then came out and they're like, you had that in the bathroom with you. You can't return that book. And it was like a really expensive book. Because he had a poop in the bookstore.
I don't think, like, specifically the bookstore. I mean, like I said, I'm in there often enough. Mm-hmm. I don't think the urge has suddenly come upon me to have to take a crap. I mean, I don't know where, why, but but apparently if you do, you are not alone. This is actually called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon.
No, it isn't. Really?
It is, and here's why. As Men's Health explains, Mariko Aoki, which I'm probably saying that
so
wrong.
So it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
Wrote a confessional letter to a Japanese magazine in 1985 about her need to always use the bathroom when she entered a bookstore. It was just like a sudden urge, right? After the magazine published her letter, more people wrote in saying that they had the same urge.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. The urge to use the restroom in a bookstore became known as the Mariko Aoki phenomenon.
What a, pardon my pun, crappy way to have your name remembered.
Yeah, right? It's attached to that. Yeah, the condition also known by some as book bowels.
Of course.
So while this phenomenon can't be proven to be true either medically or scientifically, Men's Health spoke with an expert on poop.
What? Oh.
Imagine that. You go through all that school, and all that postgraduate stuff, and your name is Dr. Poop. Like, you're just the poop guy.
No, you're Dr. Crisco, expert on poop.
Yeah.
I'm the number two doctor in the country.
Okay. So there are I'm going to warn you right now. There are so many jokes that can come from this doctor's name and the fact that he's a poop expert.
Yes.
Dr. Samir Islam
is
an expert on poop.
He has a smear in his pants.
Is a Texas-based gastroenterologist who specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of diseases of the gastrointestinal tract. He said it's more common than people realize, but people are embarrassed to talk about it. Now, book bowels, is it a real, or is book bowels a real medical issue? So he says, this is what he says, okay? There's a real connection between the gut and the brain. It's called the gut-brain axis, all right? What we feel mentally will affect our bowels. That's why when you're nervous, like taking a test or giving a public speech, you have butterflies in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. That tracks.
Sure. So far, so good.
Gastrointestinal tracks. It's the nervousness you feel that corresponds to the butterfly feeling in your gut. For others, that nervousness will cause diarrhea and bowel issues to occur. It's a common manifestation of conditions like irritable bowel syndrome. Mm-hmm. In a library or bookstore specifically, what's likely happening is the effect arises from feelings of nervous tension in the face of all the information represented in the bookshelves.
No. That's giving too much credit. I think it's more along the lines of...
You're intimidated by the books?
I think it's more along the lines of what you said about, like, reading on the toilet. Yeah. I don't think you're...
He says too many of us also read in the bathroom, which in and of itself causes lots of bowel issues, so on and so forth. Over time, your colon and body will associate reading on the toilet with using the restroom. So that subconscious connection will give you the urge to crap when you walk around in a bookstore. So there you go. I mean, that's part of the explanation. I mean, I don't know, though. Like, it's to me, I don't know. I've never experienced that.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, now let me ask you this, though. Have you ever, like, suddenly had the urge to crap, like, in a random situation or, like, in a random place?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sometimes you have to go.
Well, yeah, but I guess I mean, like, I don't know, because, like, I've had that happen before where, like, you know, I will have done my business, you know, either earlier or, like, not that long ago. And, like, for whatever reason, I'll be in a situation where, like, it'll just suddenly... But I found, like, and this is where I was thinking maybe this was going. A lot of times it's, like, for whatever reason, it's if I'm alone somewhere and it's really quiet, I don't know why. Like, I've on multiple occasions, I've had like a sudden urge, be like, "Oh, that's weird that like I would suddenly feel the need to go when I didn't before." And I thought it was going to be something to do with like audio sensory something or another, because like it's quiet in bookstores usually. Like, there's not a lot of like rambunctious noise, and maybe that had something to do with it. Like,
I think it's the nervous poops. I think maybe the quietness makes you a little nervous and creates the nervous poops. People have nervous poops. That's
maybe.
What they say,
I am paranoid.
You don't really like, maybe you don't know that it makes you nervous, but like maybe it makes you a little nervous.
Man, it's
and
really
then like,
quiet.
Oh man.
Or it's the opposite and he's like a dog and they get the excited poops.
You don't. Oh. You
do get excited poops.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm really excited when I go into the bookstore.
Right.
I'm not dropping turds in my
so
pants.
So you get the opposite. You get it when it's quiet
nervous,
and you're not excited.
You're nervous poops.
I guess. Yeah. I get miserable poops.
Misery poops.
Miserable, lonely poops is what I get.
Man, that is a great name for a biography.
Miserable, lonely poops.
The story of Crisco.
I mean, that's about as accurate as any other title you're going to have on my autobio. Yeah, so. But yeah, I don't know. I can't say that I've experienced this sensation.
Oh,
ever.
No, I haven't. Mm-mm. Not that I can think of. I mean, I may have been in a bookstore and had to poop.
Well, yeah, but like Mickey said, like
time.
That's just because. Oh, I guess I had a that bean burrito I had for lunch is
right.
Sure.
Repeating on me. Or
you know what? I wonder if it happens a lot because bookstores usually have coffee somewhere in it.
It could be. Maybe the smell of coffee triggers the sensation.
Well, not only that, coffee's a diuretic.
Right, yeah.
So maybe you're drinking a coffee and not putting that into the formula, too.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, it could be, or even just,
the scent. Yeah.
The scent triggers, like, a subconscious, like a Pavlovian response almost. Mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning, you drink your coffee. Drop a deuce. That's usually how the process goes. So, like, if you're smelling that coffee,
yeah,
your brain is instantly thinking, "All right, it's deuce time. Here we go.
Let's deuce this." You're right.
Let's drop it like it's hot.
Chapter one, the porcelain throne. Yeah.
And a one, and a two.
That was a long one.
Yeah.
I love Mickey's like waving
it. Yeah, that
one
smelled.
Did that actually produce a smell that you She's like waving her arm like pew pew. Being on this podcast gives Mickey the poops. Apparently. Up next, and to finish off the show, these are America's happiest cities to live in. I assure you Scranton, Pennsylvania is not on this list.
What?
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Forgot about the song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy.
This is really helping happy, now that Mickey's joy, depressed joy, all of us happy, with talk joy, about
yeah.
dead manatees happy, in Florida.
Joy, joy, yep.
Mickey, you know what? I'll tell you what happened to those manatees. They found out they lived in Florida and they killed themselves.
Good possibility.
That's what it was. Anyway, this segment is not about manatees. It is about the happiest cities in America to live in.
Well, definitely not Florida.
Are you crying?
I'm just laughing because he was like, I'm going to play the most obvious song, and I guess like five songs.
Yeah, that weren't.
And none of them were the song that he played.
Is it
not
this one?
Is it this one?
I forgot about that song.
How could you forget about Ren and Stimpy? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Go
it's
on.
It's not this song. It's not this song.
Is it this? No. Is it this? No.
This was a new study released by Wallet Hub on Monday, this past Monday. Mm. I don't know why they were doing a study, but they used 31 key indicators using positive psychology research in order to determine which among more than 180 of the largest U.S. cities is home to the happiest people in America.
Mm-hmm. Are they voting by how much money each city has?
It says 31 key indicators. I'm sure, though, financial stability is probably among there somehow.
Mental health.
Yeah.
What else?
Violent crime rates are probably in there. You know, availability of housing, I would assume.
And jobs.
Good schools.
Yeah. Activities.
Yeah, yeah. Communities where people don't, like, just despise each other and aren't miserable because manufacturing and coal mining ended 200 years ago and they still haven't, you know, gotten around to...
updating.
Moving on to a new industry. But anyway, this is we'll do the top 15 here from Wallet Hub. We'll see if any of our listeners fall into these cities. In which case, if you do live in one of these, email freaks@afreakaccident.com and please tell us what's so great about where you live because I'd be interested to know.
Prove
that would
it.
Be, yeah. That would be neat.
Who cares? Prove it. Yeah. Prove you're happy.
Prove it.
Yeah. Miserable.
Number 15 is Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Is that where they're from?
They're somewhere in Vermont. Oh. It might be Burlington. I don't remember.
Vermont's.
Well, the Burlington Coat Factory.
Mm.
Of course you're happy.
Of course.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You walk in there
more for less.
You walk in there with 300 bucks, you're a king.
I got a quick story to tell about Burlington Coat Factory. And it involves my dad. So, like, the one time when I was much younger, we were at Burlington because we needed to buy something. I forget what it was. But he found these pants.
Uh-oh.
They were sweatpants that looked like jeans.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
awesome.
he was like, oh, my God. And, like, he grabbed, like, five pairs of them. And he's walking back over to the cart. And his wife, my stepmother, just goes, no, absolutely not. Well, because she knew as well as he did, as well as I know now, he would never take those off. He would live in them. He'd be buried in those pants.
And do you remember, did they look like jeans or they look like sweatpants?
No,
look like
they
jeans?
Legitimately looked like jeans, but were sweatpants. It was like jeggings before jeggings were a thing.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, like he just thought those were like the greatest things ever, and she refused to let him have them.
I just picture him seeing him and going, "Mother of God."
So maybe that's why the people of Burlington, Vermont are so happy. They're all wearing sweatpants that look like jeans.
Yes.
Yep, that's it.
You lucky SOBs.
We cracked the code.
Number 14 is Pearl City, Hawaii.
It's in Hawaii. Every city's fine in there.
I don't know, man. There's like that's one thing that I found out from a friend of mine lived in Hawaii for a number of years, and she said that like
they work you to the bone.
Well, it's not even just that. It's more so like the areas of Hawaii where like the tourists stay are like super nice and clean and built up and everything else. And then like two blocks over and you're in shanty towns. Like the income disparity in Hawaii is massive.
Yeah.
It's like two different worlds out
there. Any of you ever been to any of the Hawaiian Islands?
No.
Okay. So I've been to Oahu and my friend lived out there for a long time, worked out there. And it was right near, like, Waikiki, where obviously a lot of tourists go. But if you do go to these smaller beaches, people live in tents.
Yeah.
And they just, it's pure poverty and, like, little huts and stuff like that. But in that built-up city part, it's like any other city. Right.
Yeah.
So that's very true. So it depends on exactly where in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But if you're in the right place, I could see how that could be a happy place.
So it's interesting that being the case and like considering that the poverty rate's probably a lot higher there than you'd be led to believe, it's interesting that that's on this list for happiest places. I don't know.
There's probably like five people that live there that don't have to deal with each other.
Who knows, maybe. Yeah. San Francisco, California is number 13.
Lies.
There's no way. There's no way anybody in California is actually happy about anything.
No, nope. San Francisco?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
I was only there once.
I mean, San Francisco is known for, like, the gay community, so maybe that's the happy that they're going for? Maybe we're, like...
like you're going by
that interchangeably?
You're going
by, we're looking at here?
The archaic definition.
Did we not read the full description of what was going on in this?
Oh, they misunderstood.
Yeah, they said happy, and they used the archaic definition of gay, which means happy. Okay, yeah. Irvine, California, 12.
No. See, it's like, no, this is a big fat lie.
And so you said, Lacey, you've been to California once, right?
Kara, I've been to California.
You've been to California.
Yeah.
Mickey, you've been
times,
to California.
Yeah.
I've been out there one time. Hello Nurse and I went out there back in 2008 for Comic-Con. What are you doing?
It's my watch. I'm
you
sorry.
You keep injuring yourself.
I know. I'm just going to... I know it's loud, and that's why I
every
keep
time she bumps
the table,
she's like... Because
I know it's like making a noise. Sorry.
But we were out there, and like it was shocking to me, like... The number again, like the homelessness mm-hmm. in San Diego, which is where we went for Comic-Con, like, and there were people. The worst thing I saw was this homeless person pulled down their pants in the middle of the sidewalk and just peed right on the sidewalk outside of a restaurant. And the person is like at the restaurant owner, whoever is there, like spraying off the sidewalk with their hose and turned the hose on the homeless person to like. Get them to leave like you would a dog or something like that. And I'm like, this is, these people are happy?
Yeah,
that doesn't square to me. It just seems weird. Let's see. Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
It's like where the Mount Rushmore area is, I think, right?
I think you're right.
Well, you know what?
Because like the Sioux Indian tribe was like in that area, right? Mm.
This might go along with Mickey's assumption then, because Hello Nurse did a lot of traveling when she was younger. Mm. She saw most of the 50 states, I think. And she's told me about the Dakotas. There is nothing out there.
Sure.
It is just vast expanses of bleh.
Yeah, and corn. Yeah, lots of corn.
People, there aren't people anywhere. So maybe that's why they're happy, because they basically don't exist at all.
I mean, that would make sense.
It's the closest thing to being dead with none of the commitment, living in one of the Dakotas.
That's on their license plates.
Another one at number 10, Santa Rosa, California.
Yeah, this is,
I've never
no.
been there. I don't know where that is.
I don't believe this list.
Yeah, this seems odd to me. Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
Okay, you know what? These all sound like tourist towns at this point. Mm-hmm. So,
Cedar Rapids is a tourist town. Where's like something like
But where's the main Cedar Rapids though? It's not the one in Iowa, is it? There's another Cedar Rapids.
Yeah,
somewhere.
There is.
I think Michigan.
Maybe.
Cedar Rapids, Michigan sounds right.
Yeah, that's weird. Columbia, Maryland, number 8.
What?
All right, that doesn't sound like a tourist
trap. Is Columbia a real place in Maryland? Never even heard of it.
I thought
that
she was going to end on saying, is Columbia a real place? I was going to say, a lot of coffee's brewed there or made there.
What
beans are grown.
What are you doing, Mickey?
What is going on?
Her homeless hat fell, then her headphones fell off.
She's falling to pieces in real time. This is it. Guys, this is it. We've reached the inflection point with Mickey. She's just completely losing it right here, live in front of us.
Do you know what?
It's like a Mr. Potato Head. He's just falling off.
No,
Potato Head.
It's Mr. Potato
Head. Don't you be sexist.
You better freaking get that right.
Or what was that? Transphobic. Yeah, how dare you for thinking that gender's a thing that exists.
Do you know what? If this list, skip up to the top three.
Keep going.
I'm going to keep going. We're at the top seven already.
Right. Oh, okay.
Lincoln, Nebraska?
Okay.
A lot of people visit Lincoln, Nebraska.
I've heard of that a lot, yeah.
That's NE, right? That's Nebraska's postal?
Yeah.
Okay. South Burlington, Vermont.
Yo.
Burlington double dipping. You got Burlington, Burlington, Maine, and now South Burlington. That seems a bit unfair.
Come on, Vermont.
We get it. You love those jeans.
Killington, Burlington, South Burlington, out of the 10. Okay, we get it.
Madison,
by the way, that was nice and clean what you just did.
Good,
right there.
Keep that. Madison, Wisconsin, number 4.
Cheese.
Yo,
cheese.
Madison?
Is good.
Sure.
Everything
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin is
cheese.
Yeah, I
guess that's a good point.
Yeah. It's a cheesy place. My sister lives there. She knows.
Is that the one that dumped the barbells?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, the CrossFit one. Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, because of the movie.
I thought that was Alaska.
Fargo?
Isn't there also a Fargo in Alaska, or am I making that up?
No, I'm pretty sure it's in North Dakota. I mean, I could be wrong.
Because they always have them talk like this.
The Midwestern thing. And that is North Dakota is basically Canada. You know, you're right there.
Oh, all right.
Bismarck, North Dakota. A lot of Dakotas. Again.
I'm going with it's because there's
people.
Nobody there.
Mm-hmm. There's nobody there to
but
really.
But the California thing makes no sense because everybody's there, so no.
Yeah,
maybe Bismarck is because they think it's Bismarcky. You got what I need.
So number 1 is Fremont, California.
No,
what?
No, no,
really?
And no.
That seems weird.
I wonder
his
if it
list
isn't like
is a lie.
I wonder if it was a survey that people had to respond to after. I wonder if it wasn't like if these people aren't just lying to themselves. You know what I mean? To try and make their California experience feel better. They're like, oh no, I'm really happy out here. It's great. The overpopulation, the constant friggin' wildfires, the
homelessness.
The housing where it's like a 1-bedroom house costs $4 million. Mm-hmm. This makes me just feel great.
And especially in 2020 when they were closed for like the entire year.
They're still closed. A lot of them are still shut down out there. But we have Hollywood. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that was the most disappointing thing I've ever seen was the Hollywood sign.
Oh, I never was there.
Because up close, you see, it just looks like cardboard.
Oh, really?
I mean, it is just wood pieces paneling.
Well, when you see it on TV, you're like,
it looks really pretty. Yeah.
It's so impressive.
And then you see it there, and you're like, it's going to fall.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
I did like the memes about Texas with the no masks, that they're doing the no masks so that people from California don't move to Texas anymore.
Oh, yeah, because that's been happening.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah, literally, like, people have been moving out of California in, like, massive numbers. People have been showing, like, pictures of a U-Haul rental leaving California versus a U-Haul rental to, like, you know, get anywhere else. Like, what was it? They were doing, like, U-Haul rentals from Texas and then U-Haul rentals from California. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, massively more expensive in California because of the shortage of supply. Everybody's trying to get out of the state. And so why are they so happy if so many people are trying to move away?
Apparently, every town is so happy.
Yeah, it's just the greatest place on
earth. Isn't it going to, like, just fall off eventually? Isn't that what
they're
saying?
Yeah, one day an earthquake
California
will just take it away.
California and New Jersey.
Poop.
Oh, I'm okay with both of those. Can we speed that up? Does global warming have anything to do with that?
I've been spraying aerosol cans outside since I was young.
I'm just gonna let my car run constantly now, 24 hours a day.
Screw grandkids. I want to be warm.
Yeah. Global warming, bring it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
More mild winters. That's what I need, especially after this one. So that does it for this episode of Freak Accident. I'll do the thing. Our website is afreakaccident.com. Our email address is freaks@afreakaccident.com. At the website, there's plenty of cool stuff. You can click on podcast and listen to every episode we've ever done, because even in the places where you go to listen to podcasts, they're not going to have all 250-plus episodes, but you can get all of them at our website. You click on connect. You find links to all of our social media profiles and things like that. You just got to click the icons to go there. Mm-hmm. You can click shop. Buy a t-shirt for only $19.99. You can request free stickers, which is really cool. And then the other thing to do that doesn't have to do with our website is make sure wherever it is that you listen to podcasts to subscribe to this show, which helps us more than you might realize, helps us get more popular, helps us go up in the charts, you know, that we can wheel and deal a little bit when we can, like, oh, yeah, look where we're ranked.
Like a high school homecoming.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and I am not afraid to promise things that I will never be able to deliver on in order to get those numbers. So subscribe, leave us a good review, and next week on the show, we are going to talk about 5 things for you to do if you're feeling burned out by the pandemic, because we're at a year now. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, this weekend,
the 12th will be a year.
Yeah, is the point where it's been 1 year that everything's been shut down. So if you're feeling burnt out, we'll have advice for you next week on the show. We hope you'll come back for it. If you're subscribed, though, you automatically will. So it's super easy. So we'll catch you then. Thanks for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.